I'm grateful to you and thank you for your prayer and your presence, those here personally, those joining us by the medium of live stream. And I know in our care for one another and our love for the Lord, we assure one another of our care and of our prayers. A few brief points, if I may, about our readings today. First of all, Jesus, we are told, was amazed at the lack of faith of his own kinspeople, of his own tribesmates, of his own co-citizens, if you will. It's a simple way of saying this. They longed for a Messiah. They prayed for a Messiah. They yearned for the Messiah. And then the Messiah came, and their response was, yeah, but you're not the type of Messiah that we want. No. We want someone else. We want someone who does great prestidigitational acts or magic, someone who impresses us with strength and power. You're not the type of Messiah that we wanted all along. So forget about our request there. Lord, send us another Messiah whom we want to save us. That's a lack of faith. To not believe the Messiah who has come. To not desire this Messiah who has come. To not yearn for Jesus. And that gets us to a little point about the first reading from the letter to the Hebrews. We are told on one hand that it was taught to us as children. We're all children of God. That is, do not disdain the discipline of the Lord. Just as a parent seeks to discipline the child for the sake of the child's health, life, well-being, and the like. So the first thing that we learn from the scriptures is that discipline is attained in wisdom, and wisdom is attained when we are disciplined. So if we wish to know the ways of the Lord, the thinking of the Lord, as Solomon, to be wise in our relationships with one another, we accept the discipline of the religious practices of the people of the church of one another. But then we are told to endure our trials as sons and daughters of God. For in doing so, we learn that God is our Father. An extraordinary insight. We learn God is our Father when we suffer, through our sufferings, through our trials and tribulations. Not that we go looking for them, not that we want them, but when they come, we can learn by accepting them that God is our Father. When does a child most know that his father or her father is the father? That the mother, his mother, her mother is the mother? Not when they let them run around free, which might be a wonderful thing too, but when the child's hurting and the mom or dad just sweeps up the child in her arms, in his arms, and says, oh, it'll be okay, don't worry, let me see the owie, let me kiss the owie. A child comes to learn mom or dad is most loving, in some sense, when they are embracing them in their own hurt, their own suffering, their own pain. And so too with God. We come to know he is our Father because he embraces us closest to his heart in our own suffering, in our own trials, in our own discipline of wisdom. He's not God because he can do fancy things for us to marvel at as at a circus and then go home and have sushi. He's God because he holds us closest to his heart in our suffering, which is love. God bless.